From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Will the South's auto industry unionize? The United Auto Workers has been trying to win over Southern workers this year with mixed results. This spring in Tennessee, employees at a Volkswagen plant voted to unionize, but then Mercedes workers in Alabama voted against doing that a month later. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom recently sat down with Nissan workers in Mississippi who have failed to unionize in the past. They are considering trying again.
This year, we've seen a new surge of union interest in the South, specifically at Volkswagen in Tennessee and Mercedes in Alabama. Have you all been paying attention to that? What have you been seeing?
Yeah, what took so long? That's
Morris Mock has worked at the Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi for more than 20 years. A large chunk of that time he spent trying to organize the plant with other pro-union workers, including Ernest Whitfield.
Man, I was so excited when, you know, I found out Volkswagen got their union in, man. That was big time. But like I say, there's optimism, but we just have to move with wisdom.
And the Mercedes loss wasn't enough to crush that optimism?
No, because Volkswagen proved that it can be done. We just was hoping that we were going to be the ones to prove that back in 2017.
2017. That was when workers at the Nissan plant got their own chance to vote on unionizing.
In my mind at the time, I didn't think we could lose. You know, in my mind, we had done everything that we needed to do to convince our coworkers that, hey, this thing is a win for us. To be in the count room when they were counting the votes, it was thick. At the end of the tally, the no's had it. And so it was pretty heartbreaking at that time.
The final tally was nearly 2-1 against unionizing. It's another example of how hard it is for unions to win in the South. Morris Mock also blames the loss on the UAW's own corruption scandals during the election. A federal probe eventually led to two of the union's presidents going to prison for embezzling.
We can't ignore that there was a issue with the UAW leadership at that time. Corruption scandal, things of that nature. And also, Nissan back then, even in our community, they had enclosed meetings with pastors. And I think the phrase that they said, that Nissan is the savior of Mississippi. Savior.
Pastors were saying that?
You had everybody saying, Nissan saved Mississippi.
Well, did Nissan have something of a point to the idea of they brought jobs that paid a lot higher than other opportunities here in Mississippi, and a lot of people were worried about, hey, like, why do we need a union when we have these great high-paying jobs?
Well, see, it goes beyond a high-paying job. It's just, how do you treat your workers? You know, what are their conditions in the plant in terms of safety? All of these things, you know, need to be addressed.
The other workers in the studio said the same, including Travis Parks. We spoke back in November after the UAW negotiated record contracts for its members. He said the UAW should follow that up by campaigning at the most excited plants, which at the time was not Nissan. Now, after Volkswagen and Mercedes, I asked him if it's time to try unionizing again.
You know, we have a presidential election coming. There's been a lot of alignment of what we need to do if we do it before or after. You know, under Biden, they have a White House committee to oversee and help people that want to organize unions. Of course, the head of that is Kamala Harris. The last time Trump was in office, he appointed to the labor board, he appointed a former consultant that was an anti-union consultant. You're going to have to strategize different in organizing depending on who becomes president.
Parks makes another point, that usually the first union vote at a workplace fails. It took 3 union elections at Volkswagen and over a decade before that plant finally unionized. August marks 7 years since the loss at Nissan. These workers are still deciding if and when they'll have their own second vote. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.